This summer, 16 spent 7 weeks at contributing station WLRN in Miami learning how to make radio and tell stories, the best kinds, stories about their lives, things they see in their homes and communities. This piece is about single motherhood and how for Diamond Russell's family, it's not such a straightforward term.
It's around 8 o'clock in my house, a little later than usual for dinner, but I've been craving this meal for a while.
Oxtails, rice, and black beans.
It's one of my mom's favorites, and I like it too. Her name is Terica Taylor.
Is Dad coming for dinner?
No, he isn't. You know that already.
The reason why Dad isn't joining us is because my parents have been separated for 10 years. Now, my mom does everything for my little sister and me. She takes us to school every day, feeds us, does the laundry, and pays the cable bill so I can watch Lifetime every day. It looks kind of difficult. She has two teenagers and a baby. Me and my sister sometimes have attitude problems. We argue almost every day, and she has to come home from work and deal with us. It's a lot.
Do you consider yourself a single mom?
I do. Because I support you by myself.
Is it challenging to you?
Yes, because I have to take care of two kids that beg a lot.
Have you?
It's more to just take care of kids. You see why I say?
That's my dad interrupting. When I try to talk to my mom about being a single parent, he keeps giving his feedback.
What do you think about mom saying she's a single mom?
I think that she felt like she's doing everything by herself, which I think she's not, but, you know.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel terrible inside because I feel like I'm not being a father. I've been more of a daddy than I am a father.
To him, the difference is about responsibility. A father is someone you wake up to and see every day. A daddy is not much around like they should be. My dad himself was raised by a single mom, and I think he's maybe in denial about following the same footsteps as his dad. He never met his dad, so at least he's doing better than that with me and my mom. He comes around maybe once or twice a month.
Do you think she gives you enough credit?
No, because it's not about all the money you could give a person. It's about the smallest thing that a person could contribute. And I feel like if I had the world, y'all won't want for nothing. But it's the little things that I do, and I feel like I don't get credit for it.
Me and him talk a lot on the phone. I can tell him things about what's going on at home, like me and my sister fights, and about my friendships. But when it comes to us asking him for things, it's always wait till I get the money. When we talked about this stuff, I found it funny how my parents kept talking over each other. I'm used to it now. It's just how they are about a lot of stuff. They don't agree at all. And really, I don't see the conflict. It's pretty obvious to me my mom is a single mom. It's hard to think that my dad is wrong about stuff, but it felt good to hear mom call him out for not being around. Melissa Shaw is a family counselor in Miami. She says she had a lot of work with single mothers. And she says something surprising that I can relate to, that it can be hard for moms to stop calling themselves single mothers.
I see mothers that have a challenge in transitioning from doing it all themselves and then finding a way to incorporate the father, whether it's a biological father or the step-parent, because it's hard to sometimes let go of some of that they've been used to.
And I realize I think that's what's going on with my mom. Now I'm going to have a stepdad too.
So, Ma, now that my sister dad moved in with us, will you stop calling yourself a single mom?
No, I'm not a single mom anymore because I have help.
To my dad, will you still consider yourself a single mom?
Yes, because he isn't helping with you guys.
But you just said you'll stop calling yourself a single mom.
I'm a single mom. I mean, I'm a single mom versus, like, I'm not married, but I'm not single as a woman being single.
It doesn't really make sense to me either. I think it's kind of crazy. She should stop calling herself a single mom, even though my dad's not helping us. My sister's dad is in the picture now. He pays some of the bills and buys some of the things we need. But as my dad said,
we both agree to disagree about a lot of things.
For me, I'll just call her mom, single or not. I am Diamond Russell in Miami.
Out of the mouths of babes. Diamond's story, the story of a lot of kids, was produced by Wilson Sayre and comes to us from WLRN's Youth Radio Program, a partnership with Urgent, Inc.